Welcome to Reporter's File. I'm Saeed Purza. This week, it's all about Ramadan. It is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. It's called Ramadan, a time of the year when Muslims of all stripes go on fast. Fasting is not just about refraining from eating and drinking from dawn to dusk, as some would think. It is also about spirituality and submissiveness to Allah. It is intended to remind you to not lie, gossip, or speak ill of others, or lose your temper for no good reason, or do anything that's morally objectionable. In a nutshell, Ramadan is a time of physical and spiritual house cleaning, an annual opportunity to purge the body and soul of all the cankers that blight a good life. Reporter's File will be taking you to several countries with Muslim communities throughout the holy month and bringing you reports that capture the spiritual aspects of Ramadan. Our first report takes us to Lebanon, a majority Muslim country in West Asia.
Every year near the end of the eighth month of the lunar calendar, Muslims in Lebanon, like those in other countries, look for the first sight of the new moon that marks the start of Ramadan. Muslims believe that fasting during Ramadan is the only way to truly experience hunger, that their good actions will bring a greater reward, because the gates of heaven are exclusively open during this month. They also believe that Allah has blessed the month of Ramadan, and that it's the month in which the Quran was first revealed. Ramadan also emerges as a month that strengthens family ties and social relations. Family members, neighbors, and friends come together before sunset at one table for iftar or fast breaking. The appetizers and platters look delicious while we awaited the adhan, or call for prayer to break our fast.
Actually, Ramadan, it could be good for a lot of things, like you washing your body and yourself from all the things you did in your past years or last year or whatever, you know. You washed your body from these things and you start from the beginning and you'll be happier.
The most important thing in Ramadan is that it gathered the family at the same table. We eat together and after that we go to pray and eating sweets together.
After iftar, many people go out with family and friends to cafes or just for a stroll on the promenades of Beirut.
Although Ramadan seems to contain some lavish appearances, yet it has managed to retain its essence. Not merely that of abstaining from food, but a month of blessing marked by devotion and self-sacrifice.
Prophet Muhammad was known to increase his prayers to the Almighty during this special time, calling for a focus on selfless deeds, making it an example to all Muslims who seek redemption. A sincere focus on reciting and contemplating the words of the Holy Quran is visible in the homes and the mosques of Muslims across the country.
Fasting aims to a certain holy devotion. When you are in a state of purity, you are closer to receiving and accepting the Holy Quran as the words of Allah the Almighty.
Another distinctive aspect of Ramadan is the plentiful charity people give to the poor during this month. The blessings of the lunar month of Ramadan seem to shower down.
In its many verses, the Holy Quran urges kindness towards the poor, the fatherless children, and the prisoner for the love of God. But it is more abundantly manifested in this holy month. While fasting, we are asked to give charity and to remember the chagrins of the hungry to purify our body and soul.
Many social charity institutions in Lebanon give iftars to families who receive aid throughout the year.
Our association gives aid to needy or disabled people all over the year, but especially in Ramadan we get more funds and charity to help and feed the families that we usually help. Moreover, our association holds iftars in Ramadan in all the cities in Lebanon.
A time of spiritual joy, Ramadan is celebrated by all ages alike. Wishing you blessed nights, Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.
If you have ever helped anyone, then you must have experienced that great, indescribable feeling afterwards. Well, for Muslims, more than any other time of the year, Ramadan is a time of increased generosity and charity work, like feeding the hungry. Prophet Muhammad once said,
"The best charity is that given in Ramadan." Charity extinguishes the sin just as water extinguishes the fire.
From the German capital, Berlin, Press TV's Joanna Lemonnier reports.
A month of fasting, but also a month of sharing, to mark the revelation of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad. Here in Berlin at the Shahidlik Mosque, Muslims will gather to break the fast, pray together, and welcome into their community those in need. One-fifth of all Muslims living in Germany are part of an association or religious community. In the capital, the largest mosque, the Shahidlik, provides an oasis of peace and a warm welcome to anyone wishing to take a break from the family or, on the contrary, wanting to celebrate Ramadan with the Muslim community rather than alone. Most of those who frequent the place are from Turkey, but there are some who hail from the Middle East and North Africa.
During Ramadan, one visits the mosque more. One thinks about poor people. People that don't have anything to eat, particularly now because of the floods in Pakistan. One thinks even more about these people, and accordingly donates much more.
Although living in a non-Muslim country, Muzaffer Toprak has never felt any discrimination against his fasting. People are understanding. Due to the cooler climate, he even finds it easier to observe the fast here than in his native Turkey. At the mosque, the large communal canteen hands out food to whoever wants to partake in the celebrations, whether Muslim or non-Muslim.
It's a happy occasion that enables us to meet with the family more often. In this month, one donates more. While in Germany, it's not so pressing. One asks people at home to seek those in need and gives charity on his behalf.
Ramadan is a time when Muslims can follow their religion all the more intensely. It's a time of inward reflection, of devotion to God, and of self-discipline. It's much more than not eating and drinking during daylight hours.
The most beautiful thing about Ramadan is the fact that during the month, one recites the Quran from beginning to the end. I'm more intensively occupied with the Quran. That's what I prefer about Ramadan, the fact that I can recite it.
Invitations to break the fast together abound, and in the heart of the family home, the daily routine is replaced by a sense of joy, as everyone lives the holy month to the fullest. Abdel Wahab is from Egypt and surrounded by family and friends that share the importance of Ramadan.
You enjoy the particular atmosphere during Ramadan. Everything is sacred. You think only about God and whether He will accept our fasting. We enjoy iftar all together, rejoicing in our food.
She said it wasn't difficult to prepare food for hours without nibbling, without tasting it for seasoning. She had had plenty of practice. When asked whether it was similar to the Christmas celebration that Christians followed, Hosna Ahmed replied,
"Christmas is only a two-day celebration, but Ramadan is 30 days, and that's why the pleasure is all the bigger."
Hosna Ahmed has prepared the food with the help of her neighbor, and an abundance of dishes of high quality fill the table. She stresses that she doesn't want to produce disproportionate quantities of food either, because one can't eat too much anyway, not after an entire day of fasting. In the living room, while the muezzin calls for prayer on the mobile phone, Ali distributes the dates. It's an important part of the day, the ritual of breaking the fast among Muslims, here with his friend and neighbor.
Our Quran said to us, "You are brother." And our brother Shaft,
brotherhood
is very important as brother with blood. My brother in Islam is very important, is very near for me than my brother from my mother and father.
For the 4 million Muslims living in Germany, the month of Ramadan is sacred, and for all those we spoke to, the best time of the year. Around 80% of Muslims eligible for fasting in Germany do so during Ramadan. And when the long summer day draws to a close, the mosques and homes fill up with people eager to pray and break the fast together. Joanna Lemonnier in Berlin for Press TV.
After the 9/11 tragedy that shook the world to its very core, life took a dramatic turn for Muslims in the United States and in other non-Islamic countries. All of a sudden, it became so difficult and at times dangerous for Muslims to profess or freely practice their faith. Almost a decade later, Rhonda Pence reports on the circumstances for Muslims to practice their religion in the U.S. of A. that includes observing the holy month.
Thousands attended Dar al-Hijrah in Falls Church, Virginia, for prayer and to break fast after sunset on the first day of Ramadan, the beginning of the holy month in the United States.
We stop eating, drinking, or any sexual activities from dawn time until sunset. So the fasting is for the entire day. And then from at sunset, we break the fast, and everything else becomes lawful and legal.
The prayer leader says there are about 300,000 Muslims in the Washington metro area, and thousands will attend prayer services here each night during Ramadan, including Magdi Abd al-Rahman.
Ramadan is a favorite month for all the Muslim people.
Magdi invited Press TV into his home to meet his family, who moved to the U.S. from Egypt 9 years ago. His youngest sons have only experienced Ramadan in the U.S., never in their homeland.
This is Ramadan meant to you. This is a family time. This is a month especially to read Quran, pray a lot, do a charity for people who need it.
Magdi says practicing Ramadan is different in the U.S. than in Egypt, but his family loves it just the same.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu, kutiba alaykum al-siyam kama kutiba ala al-lazina min qablikum.
It's a special time in the year where you get around with your family and like be able to bond in like a special way.
Well, it means everything. I get with my family, that we come around, eat, we like to read Quran with like when we have free time, and we just like gathering together and having a good time.
When his family cannot attend prayer services at a mosque during Ramadan, Magdi leads prayers at home. His children say there are no special challenges being Muslim during Ramadan because their schools have set up special programs during the holy month.
They have this club called the MSA, Muslim Student Association, and they have this event where people come, like break their fast there at the school. And you have a lot of people from like different religions that come and like eat and experience this.
They have this thing for Muslim kids. If they, like they go to SAC, then they like they have games and board, like the drawing and a lot like fun.
Manal Abraham is proud of her sons. She loves Ramadan and spends 6 hours a day cooking special meals.
Mulukhiya, macarona, bechamel, mahshi.
Manal and her family love educating non-Muslims about Ramadan.
I do one day for invite like 50 or 100 people.
And I have a lot of American friends asking, why you fasting, why you pray a lot, this is, yeah, about Ramadan. We tell him because you have to tell him what is Islam says, why you fasting Ramadan. This is Islam, is religion, is a peace religion for everybody.
At the mosque, non-Muslims are invited to Ramadan as well.
We open the mosque. We hold several open breakfasts for the community. So we get one night with our neighbors. We get one night with the elected officials. We get one night with the police department, Fairfax County Police, Fire Department. We get one night with elected politicians. So we open up the center for America to come in.
Religious leaders here say not only is this the largest Islamic center in Virginia, it's the largest in the United States. This Islamic center has been in Falls Church, Virginia for 27 years. But after 9/11, the prayer leader says he now faces challenges from the U.S. government. He is on a watch list and he suspects his phones are wiretapped.
With faith comes challenges. And with challenges, we need faith. And as such, I'm not deterred by challenges. I'm encouraged. Those challenges strengthen our community. And it's all for the better. We become better Americans and better Muslims for it.
The prayer leader says those challenges won't interrupt Ramadan or his faith as it gets stronger daily. For Press TV, Rhonda Pence, Washington.
India is home to a Hindu majority, with Islam as its second most practiced religion. It has a Muslim population of some 150 million, making it the country with the second largest Muslim population in the world after Malaysia. Indian Muslims, just like their brothers and sisters in other parts of the world, mark Ramadan so passionately they attract people from other communities to their celebrations. From New Delhi, here is Munawar Zaman.
Ramadan, the holiest month of Islamic calendar, is a time of intense fasting and purification of soul for Muslims all over the world. It is the month when the first verses of Holy Quran were revealed to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Considered to be the time for Muslims to purify themselves, both physically and spiritually, Muslims all over the world spend this month fasting during the day from dawn to dusk.
Ye Ramzan ka mahina hai. Khudara, Muslimano aankhe kholo. Ramzan ki qadar karo. Ramzan ka ehtiram karo. Ye Ramzan insani qadron ko ujagar kar raha hai.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. It brings human values in an individual. Besides fasting and praying in this month, poor and hungry are fed, and alms are given to needy.
कोई गैर मुस्लिम है उसको फितरे के पैसे दे दीजिए. ये इंसानी कदरों को उजागर कर रहा है कि अल्लाह की इबादत के साथ साथ अल्लाह के बंदों का भी ख्याल करो.
In India, all the Islamic festivals are celebrated with devotion. However, Ramadan holds unique significance as it acquires the character of nationwide fair. With Muslim areas becoming dazzling and energetic towards the evening, people belonging to other communities passionately take part in the festivity, which represents unity in Indian culture.
Most important part is the ambience that you get during this particular period, especially this place. It's pretty old, so you kind of get a nostalgic feeling when you come here. We guys have come here for a specialized stuff which is called Firni. That's the reason which has brought all of us here. I mean, that's a specialized sweet dish that is, kind of pretty popular, and especially during this season. And this place is kind of pretty known for it.
Muslims in this month pray more than usual. Ask for forgiveness. Pray for guidance and help in abstaining from evil deeds by detaching themselves from worldly pleasure and concentrating on self-reformation.
Ramadan itself gives a message of, to hold yourself, hold your nerves in any type of circumstances. You're holding your nerve for your food, you're holding your nerve for aggression or for any type of arrogance or any type of fight. So you have to be very calm. You have to be very cool, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a month of, you can say forgiveness. And it is the month you can ask for anything with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
As the holy month of Ramadan begins, streets are decorated beautifully. People flock in great numbers to experience the Ramadan food delight. Along the streets of famous Jama Masjid, we find endless stalls selling grilled chicken, kebabs, and roadside dabas selling nahari, korma, and a selection of other dishes. The festivities start at iftar and continues till the early hours of morning.
In the blessed month of Ramzan, our earnings rise by 4 times than the normal days. It's a fruitful month in which we see customers in great numbers.
Throughout Ramadan, Old Delhi's Jama Masjid is thronged with devotees waiting to break their fast. Iftar or dates and a plate full of fruits are served, and now it's the time for prayers. If one wants to experience the energy of Ramadan, there is no better place than Jama Masjid area of Old Delhi, which carries a legacy of Mughlai cuisine.
It is sunnah to break a fast with a date. So it is there, So apart from khajur, the most preferable thing is fruit chaat and some of the pakoris, assorted pakoris. So these three, four things are must on the dastakhan. Otherwise, apart from these four things, it's up to the person.
While Ramadan is observed with devotion all over India, Delhi Muslims come to Grand Mosque of Jama Masjid to take part in Ramadan festivity, especially for Taraweeh or night prayers. Kids enjoy the night while playing and eating on the street stalls, where shops are open throughout the nights. The holy month of Ramadan ends on the Islamic holiday of Eid al-Fitr, when new moon is sighted. This day is celebrated worldwide on a grand scale, with lavish meals and presentations of gift, marking a time of feasting after a month-long fast. From the capital of India, Munawwar Zaman for Press TV, New Delhi.
And that's your reporter's file for this week. Thank you for watching. Until next time, happy Ramadan.